has ever feared anything.
Amen.
How many in here, let me ask you a question, fear something daily?
Amen.
Amen. Well, when I was growing up, as the youth today will relate, I feared certain things. And when I was growing up, I feared death. For whatever reason, as a small child, I feared death. Lord, please don't let nothing happen to me. Lord, please touch and protect me. And then I feared that I wouldn't feel love. I would never find love. Those things were things I feared. Then I was, as I got a little bit older, I feared that I wouldn't be successful. I wouldn't feel successful. I feared that I would never have success. I feared of being without. Then I feared for losing loved ones. There's a common denominator there this morning, church.
Amen.
It was all about me.
Amen.
I feared me. I was selfish and ashamed.
Amen.
But you know, as I got older and I become with one with Christ, and then I became into the ministry, and then I became a pastor of a church, my fears changed. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And so when today what I fear, number one fears of my life today, I fear my wife. Not in the sense everybody's starting to laugh, but I fear for her and everything that she needs in her life. I fear for my children and their future.
Amen.
I fear for my church. I fear for each and every one of you guys in here this morning that you get exactly what you desire and what you need in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
I fear my health sometimes. But most of all, I fear God.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
I fear God this morning. And everybody that's in this sanctuary that can hear me this morning should all feel the same way. We should all fear God.
Amen.
Because I'm going to tell you something. As I stand up here on this pulpit and this platform this morning, I fear God. Why do you mean you fear God, Pastor Shane? Let me tell you something. If I leave this place today and never return, God's going to get a hold of me. God's going to get a hold of me because this is my calling. And if we're called to do something, God's going to put us where we need to be, or we're going to live in misery. Amen?
Amen?
Fear God this morning. This morning, our sermon is going to be Overcoming Fear. 911 is an emergency number, right?
Amen.
We're in trouble. We're in need. We need some help. Who do we call? Not Ghostbusters. We call 911. Amen? It's also the day that we'll remember by the World Trade Centers and the tragedy that happened with the terrorists when they flew the planes into the Trade Center. You know, it's crazy that when I started preparing my message for this week on Monday, I didn't even realize that the 11th was right around the corner. And after I had written some notes down and had my message in the direction that I wanted it, I was reminded that this last week was September 11th. How many of you remember where you were at?
Oh, yeah.
So when we remember where we were at a time that we will never be forgotten. We remember things in life that we'll remember till the day we're gone, amen? And I can remember exactly where I was at, exactly the time, and watching it hit the Trade Center. And I thought at that time, I feared for the world. Because at a young lad at 20 years old, 20 whatever I was, 23 I think, I thought, this is what they're talking about in the Bible. This is the end. This is Jesus is coming back. I was excited, but I was extremely sad at the same time. Because I thought in my mind, Jesus is coming back. But that wasn't what happened. And the kids that are here today have no clue of what happened on September 11th. They just have history and stories that were told. But I can remember on September 11th of 2001, the horrible things that happened to our world. Amen. That was the day that the world was changed forever. This was a time when people started moving away from the big city to the country to get away from it all. Amen? They didn't want to live around a city where bad things were happening. We wasn't safe to go to work anymore if you worked in a building because you was afraid that the plane would hit it. Amen? So people were moving away. People were moving to the country. This is when people started buying more guns. People started buying more guns. They weren't doing more hunting. They started buying more guns to have protection. This is the world we live in today. The world has changed forever. Amen?
That's the truth.
This is when people started driving more and flying less. I'm going to tell you today, if I go somewhere and I can, I'm going to get in that car and drive. I had a lady ask me, I went on a mission trip to Jamaica. And before I left, she goes, "Are you guys driving or are you going to fly?" I said, "Well, unless they put a road from Miami around Cuba into Jamaica, I'm probably going to have to fly." But people started driving more because they feared being in a plane. Amen? Basically, people were afraid of things they had never been afraid of in their life before. Amen? Isn't it ironic and how funny it is that Satan can come in and make you afraid of the very things that you live in, day out? Amen? The things that you would never think that you would fear. How many would have ever thought going to work one morning in a building, a plane would hit it? Amen? In the Bible it says, in the last days, men's hearts will fall and fail from fear. Amen? Fear is a real thing, church. Overcoming fear. People fear getting older. People feel an empty nest. People fear sickness, disease. People feel failure. People fear rejections by others. They fear death, the unknown, the change of life, the loss of money. All these things that I just mentioned happened around this time. Amen? People were losing everything. And if you remember, the world was okay for a little while, but then it caught up with itself. And then we had what was called the recession. The recession. They said this was the closest thing that the United States had ever seen since the Great Depression. Now, I wasn't around, believe it or not, when the Great Depression happened, but that was a horrible thing. The suicide rate skyrocketed. People couldn't deal and cope. They feared. Amen? Well, Pastor, how can we overcome fear? Because you've talked about so far all the fears that we fear. How can we overcome them? Well, I'm glad you asked. If you have your Bibles this morning, let's turn to 2 Timothy verse 1, or chapter 1, verse 7. And it says, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear." Amen? Amen? We're not supposed to fear. It says it right there in the Bible. It not only says it right there in the Bible, but if you'll read, and I challenge you to, see how many times in that Bible did you see fear not? I'm going to tell you how many times at the end. So it says, "For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of what? Power. And of what? Love. And of what? A sound mind." Amen? The devil hates that scripture right there. The devil hates that scripture because this is what we should live by. God has not given us a spirit of fear. God gives us a spirit of peace, joy, and love this morning. Amen? Amen. Church, fear is a spirit. Satan is trying to bind people into fear. Amen? Amen? Let me ask you something. Has anybody in here had a panic attack? I asked you this last week. Has anybody in here had a panic attack and a anxiety attack? They're real. I always heard people having panic attack and anxiety attack. And I thought, man, they got a screw loose. They screws are loose. Until it happened to me. And it can happen like that. And then it's a feeling that you can't overcome. And I stood in the doctor's office a year ago, and they thought all these things was going wrong in Shane's heart and all this stuff. And it was 2 years ago. And he said, "What in the world is going on with you?" Church, nobody knows this except my wife. Now you will today. I had a breakdown in the office with a doctor that I had only met one time. Did I not? Uncontrollable breakdown. Now the World Wide Web knows it from Facebook. But I had an emotional, uncontrollable, sobbing, weeping, snot-slinging, tears-flying breakdown in the doctor's office. And he just stood back. He said, "Go ahead, finish. Do what you got to do." He said, "It'll make you feel better." And he said, "What in the world's going on?" I said, "Well, I run a company." And I said, "There's stress there that I can't hardly overcome." I said, "I've got one parent just got over cancer. I got another parent that's got cancer. I've got, I'm a husband to a wife. I'm a dad to three kids. And I'm a pastor of a church." And he went, "Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. No wonder you're having a panic attack. No wonder you have anxiety." And I said, "You know what? Thank you for telling me what's wrong." And he said, "Well, we got to fix it. We can give you this." I said, No. Hold up. "I don't think you understand here today, doctor. Thank you for letting me know that I wasn't cuckoo. Thank you for letting me know that I'm going to live and not die. Thank you for letting me know that I can go to my Father and get the ultimate remedy. Thank you for allowing me to understand what's going on with my body so that I can get the Heavenly Father medicine."
Amen.
Amen. Because with Him, all things are possible. With Him, the anxiety leaves. With Him, the stress leaves. With Him, most of all, the fear leaves. Amen. So now when I can't breathe, and now when the elephant's sitting on my chest, and now when I have a panic attack or anxiety, God heal me. God, ooh, Lord Jesus, take that away. And I'm fine.
That's right.
Amen, because I know 100% that I have a Heavenly Father that's going to take care of my fear. Amen.
Amen.
Fear is the opposite of faith. Amen. Fear is the opposite of faith. How do we know that? Hebrews 11 and 1. "Now faith is the substance of all things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Fear is the opposite. Faith sees the opportunity. Fear sees the obstacles. Faith says, "I can."
Amen.
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 Faith says, "I can."
Amen.
Fear says, "I can't."
Try.
Thank you, Jesus. We got a Heavenly Father that says, "I can,
try.
I will, and I'm there." Amen.
Amen.
Not just because I want to, but because I am the King of Kings. I am the Lord of Lords. Fear is crippling, paralyzing. And it manifests ourself in us. Amen. How does it do that? By stress, worry, burnout, depression. We are living in 2019, church. And I am amazed every day I hear people more and more, "I'm so depressed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so depressed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so stressed. I'm so worried about what's going to happen. I'm so burned out. I can't go another day." Amen.
Amen.
How many in here has ever said that?
Mm-hmm.
About 100 times last week. You know why we're that way? Because we've done it to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can remember. When we went to church on Sunday and we went to Grandmama's house to eat, because there wasn't no restaurants open. I remember on Saturday night that you had to get gas in your car because the gas stations wasn't open on Sunday.
Right.
I remember on Saturday it closed everything down at 6 o'clock because Sunday was a Sabbath day. Sunday was the day we go to church.
Right.
The America that we live in is a 180-degree turnaround. Everything's open on Sunday. Everything's open 24 hours a day now. Why? Because they took the God out of everything that they believe in. I'm going to tell you something. Chick-fil-A is the largest, by far, fast food restaurant in America.
And the best.
They're not everywhere. You go down to the middle of nowhere, South Florida, and try to find a Chick-fil-A. They ain't there. What's that?
They're not up north either.
You got McDonald's that is in foreign countries that they don't even know what chicken is, let alone putting a Chick-fil-A there. But somehow, Chick-fil-A is still the largest in the world. Why is that? Because they're not open on Sunday. That's a holy day. If they can't do it in 6, how do you think they're going to do it in 7? Why do you think so many places that are shutting down, that are open 7 days a week, we can't make it on 6, we got to do it on 7? No, ma'am. If you can't do it on 6, you certainly ain't going to do it on 7. Amen? Fear has torment and has overcome our soul and our life. But our God can help us. Amen? Isaiah 40 and verse 3. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up, we sang it a while ago, with wings as eagles. They shall run and not weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. Mount up like wings of eagles. That right there, church, should set us all on fire. Should set us all on fire. Fear is a misunderstanding of God. Amen. Fear is a misunderstanding of God. Let's turn to Matthew 6 and 9. After the manner therefore, pray ye, O Father, art in heaven, hallowed thou be thy name. Amen. Hallowed thou be thy name. Jesus comes to teach us God is on our side, that we don't need to worry about tomorrow because we know who holds it. Amen. Yes. We should never fret. We should never fear about tomorrow. Let me tell you something. The world's worried about things they can't control. The world's worried about something that's not even dealing with them. Amen? And what we should be worried about is God.
Amen.
Lord, I'm worried about my calling. Lord, where is it I'm supposed to be? Lord, what is my calling? Because I know that I'm just not a seat warmer. I know that there's something that you got for me. Lord, please talk to me. Lord, please show me my direction. Lord, please get into my heart. Lord, please get into my soul. Lord, please get into my mind. Because I don't want to worry about things. I don't want to fear about things. Amen?
Amen.
Knowing God's love is a remedy for all fear. Amen? God's love is a remedy for all fear. In 1 John 4:19, there is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out all fear. Amen? It casts out all fear. Because fear has torment. Didn't we just read about torment a while ago? He that feareth is not made perfect in love. See that word of vicious torment? We read that a while ago. Torment is in fear. Why? What do you mean, Pastor? Well, let me explain it to you. I'm going to get down on me and our level. Okay, so torment. Have you ever been tormented by something? Okay. Well, it eats at you, right? It sits up here in your mind, and that's all we think about. You know, we've been tormented by several different things down through life. And the only thing we can think about is how do we fix it? How do we get to the next level? How do we put it behind us? How do we overcome that? That's exactly what that's talking about. Fear is the same way. How can we not be fearful? How can we push that away? How can we put it on the back burner? Because I hate being fearful. All you got to do is trust in God. All you got to do is take it to God and lay it at His feet. Amen? Perfect love casts out all fear. Knowing God loves us.
Amen?
That casts it out right there. knowing that God loves us, knowing that God cares about us, knowing that God is in control of our lives, and in that, we can cast out all fear. Amen?
Amen,
amen, church?
Amen.
Don't go to sleep on me this morning. Greater who lives inside of me. We sang that this morning. Amen? Greater who lives inside of me, cast out all fear. Cast out all fear. Church, with God, we can overcome fear. Without God, fear overcomes us. Amen? It can consume our lives. There was a lady who lived in an apartment in New York. And this lady got very, very sick. And it was in the middle of wintertime. And this lady needed to wrap up. And she was extremely cold. She had lots of money. She wraps up. She tries to stay warm. And she just kept getting colder and colder. But she thought, if I just get another blanket, I don't have to turn the heat on. Because I don't want a big power bill. Because you know what? I fear that one day I'm going to need all of my money. Because if I, you know, something happens, I'm going to have it. So I don't want to turn on, I don't need a high power bill. So the lady kept getting colder and colder and colder. What happened to the lady? Because she refused and she feared of having a high power bill. She died. She died. Her very fear killed her. Amen. Let that sink in. There was a man. There was a flood coming. I'm sure we've all heard this one. There was a flood coming. He didn't want to lose the things in his house. So anyway, I can't keep this thing on this morning. He didn't want to lose his house. He didn't want to lose the things in his house. So he said, okay, God, you know my fears of losing everything that I have. And I'm trusting in you, Lord. You're going to send somebody by here to help me. You're going to stop the rain and everybody's going to be good. So he got up to the steps and he went inside. So the guy come around in a fishing boat. Or the guy come around in a four-wheel and said, buddy, you're going to have to come on. We got to go. The rain's coming. The flood's coming. He said, I don't want to lose anything. God's going to protect me. He's going to take care of me. Everybody's going to be fine. He said, okay. He leaves. The waters kept getting higher. Waters kept getting higher. Here come a man in a fishing boat. He said, buddy, you got to get in. It's flooding. It's coming your way. He said, God's going to take care of me because he knows I fear of losing everything. He said, okay. So then the water started rising. Started rising. Then it got all the way to the roof. And there's this man on the roof. Here comes a helicopter flying over. He says, buddy, you got to hop on the rope, climb up. It's getting bad out here. He said, I fear of losing everything. God's going to take care of me. What happened to the man? He died. He goes to heaven. He's standing before God. He said, God, why did you let me die? God, why did you allow everything? You told me he's going to take care of me. And God said, well, I've sent a four-wheeler your way. You rejected me. I sent a fishing boat your way. You rejected me. The third time, I sent a helicopter with a ladder your way and you rejected me. I gave you three shots. Your very fear killed you. Amen? She was afraid of having a high power bill. She lost. He was afraid of losing everything. And he lost. Fear not is in the Bible 365 times, church.
One a day.
One for every day of the year. I mean, one for every day in a year. 365 times. Fear not. So you know what? Today is September of 2019. Tomorrow when you get up, fear not. The day after that, fear not. So in September of 2020, come in this door, and we're having set out more seats. We got a building fund going on because we're expanding. What are you going to say when you walk in that door? Fear not, Pastor. Fear not, Pastor. Because it's in the Bible 365 times for a reason. It's in the Bible for 365 times because God's telling us every day that we're on this world. Fear not, church. Amen? Fear not. It's time, as a church, we stop fearing. Amen? Everything that we do, we pray. Everything that we do, we pray. Why do you pray, Pastor? It's God's will. And I fear that if I don't pray, it ain't going to happen. If I don't pray, it's going to fold. If I don't pray, God ain't in it. Amen? So what are you saying? Anything that we do here at this church, we pray. You know what, church? I challenge you. Challenge you to pray. Everything you do. When we come into this sanctuary, we've been praying in that office. We've been praying in that office. Before we have any event on these grounds, we pray. We pray. Anything that we do for this community, we're praying about it until it happens. And then we pray through the whole thing. Why? Because we want God's will. Jacob, I would challenge you every time you have a practice, pray before. Before y'all sing, pray before. Deacons, I challenge you, pray. Pray for your pastors. Pray for your people. Because I'm going to tell you something. That's a fear. Is my church not succeeding in Christ? Amen? That's my fear this morning. Is that you're not getting everything that you desire. Church, you have to be a praying family. There's not a day that doesn't go by that I don't pray for each and every one of y'all. There's not a day that doesn't go by that I don't pray for my wife and my children and my family. You are my family. We built this church on love. God and then love. And we preached the Bible here. In September, we're having an overcoming service. And last week was pretty deep because the people in this church has been hurt one way or the other. There's a lot of people in this church that has a lot of hurt in their life still today. There's a lot of people in here that fear. And I'm going to tell you something, church. I'm a pastor, but I'm not. I'm still human. And there's a lot of things that I fear. You know, in doing this study this week and reading in the Bible and understanding what God was trying to tell me, a lot of my fears, I always try to put them on the back burner and not think about them because they scared me so much. You know, the older you get, I told a neighbor yesterday, my parents always told me, he says, once you turn 40, it's all down here from there. You have aches and you have pains. And I always thought, man, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. You know, here I am, 39 and a half, and I can still run a marathon. I ain't got no problems, whatever. As soon as I hit 40, I can tell you, I didn't know things hurt and ache the way they do. When I got up this morning, I had to have a conversation with my left foot. It's okay for you to work this morning. It's okay for you to take steps. But that's the devil. Yes, because once you start off with a little foot ache, they don't have to cut your foot off because you're diabetic and something's going on with your foot. See how the devil works? That's fear. You know, when my chest hurts because I got a lot of pressure on me, you're going to have a massive heart attack and die because it's in your family. What is that? It's fear.
It's the devil.
It's the devil. And it's fear. You know, when your stomach hurts for weeks on end because you're not doing some of the things you should do and eat and drinking water and exercise and all that. What's wrong with you? Oh, I got cancer. That's fear. Mm-hmm. Amen. And, you know, we laugh about that.
It's real.
But it's real. In church, I never spoke those things because sometimes, you know, speak things as though they are. Those are not as though they are. Amen? Because I am a child of God this morning, and I am protected by Him. And he didn't put me in this sanctuary, and he didn't put me in this pulpit, and he didn't put me a pastor of this church for me to die. He didn't allow the things to go on in this, working this church out, for me to die.
Amen.
I told my wife when I was in here a couple months, I said my worst fear for myself is to not see this church flourish and prosper and just way beyond whatever I could imagine. That's my number one fear. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something this morning. That's the devil. Because this church is going to grow. This church is going to just reach all new people in the community. We're going to come together. God put us right here in this McDonough Road right here to reach the community. There's churches all around us, and they're doing a great thing. But we've asked God, God put us somewhere where we can help the community. God put us somewhere where somebody that needs help can come to us. Put us somewhere that we can make a difference. Put us somewhere that we can serve you in a way that maybe somebody of the other churches can't at this point in time. Lord, we are trusting in you in a place. And it's amazing how it turned out, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Amen? And God didn't do that for a couple of weeks.
No.
He did this to start something. Yes. He did this to finish a legacy. Yes. Amen? Yes. My number one prayer that I pray when I'm praying about you guys is, Lord, please let me leave behind a legacy. Let me leave behind a legacy in this ministry. Lord, it's not Shane. It ain't me at all. It's you. And just use my mouth and me as a tool for you. Amen? And that should be all of our prayers. Because each and every one of us in here, each and every one, everybody look at me. Everybody in here has a work. And you know, we're a young church. We've been a church for 2 years. We have been in this building for a little over a year. And people that are coming here, God's building this because you have a work here. Because we need help to go out there. We need help here today to go out. Because I'm going to tell you something. You can get in your car and you can drive to South Griffin. You can drive to North Griffin. You can drive to Locust Grove. You can drive to Hampton. You can drive up to North Georgia. You can drive to Douglasville. You can drive to Savannah. There's people everywhere hurting, fearing. Amen.
Amen.
Starving for a word. And this morning, that's my fear, is that there's people out there like that. Because we've been there. Amen.
Amen.
Let's all stand.